Christchurch residents who aren't able to live in their homes damaged by the massive Northwood gas explosion have received some good news today. Christchurch City Council has voted to give them a roughly 15% discount on their rates. 3 weeks on from the explosion, at least 9 homes surrounding the epicentre of the blast have either limited access or cannot be entered at all by order of the council. Conan Young reports.
Graham Stewart's home backs onto the house where the explosion happened. He predicts he'll be out of his property for at least 6 months while it's repaired.
Ceilings have come down, windows blown out, peculiarly because the explosion has sucked the windows out. Roofing tiles, which are concrete tiles from the house that was damaged, must have been thrown a fair altitude up in the air because they've come down and smashed into some of them straight through the ceilings inside the house.
Mr. Stewart is glad he'll now only be billed based on the value of his land, not the value of his land and house, representing a roughly 50% discount on his rates. He says it would have been unfair for the council to charge him the full amount on a home he couldn't live in.
We're not using sewage from the property. We're not using basically services, so I don't think we'll be getting rubbish collection there.
Today, the council agreed with Mr. Stewart and voted to open up a process for anybody out of their homes in Northwood to apply for a rebate on their rates. Ahead of the vote, the councillor representing Northwood, Aaron Kewen, said the same approach should be applied to anybody who is not able to live in their home.
No matter whether it's a flood, fire, explosion, anything else that could go wrong, I don't even want to name the others and jinx the city any more than it is... should not pay rates. If you've got something that you cannot use, you should not be paying a tax on it.
Mayor Leanne Dalzell made reference to an earlier staff recommendation to reject any rates relief for Northwood residents.
I know that this paper, probably just its publication, would have caused some concern in the community and probably anxiety as well.
Councillor Jamie Gough said the rebate was the right thing to do.
This is very similar to the earthquake-affected rates remission. Charging people rates on the improvement value of their homes when they literally no longer have one would be heartless and illogical.
Graham Stewart says as a superannuitant, every little bit counts. He says he'll use the money to help pay for the temporary accommodation he's living in while his home is repaired. Kei ototahi aho mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.